Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Hope you are well on this summer morning, the final day of July. At 9:04, this is Jim O'Hara with a check of WVIK News. A law signed this week in Illinois will help people in Iowa who are seeking abortions. The Birth Equity Initiative requires private insurers to cover abortion services without copays or waiting periods starting in 2026. Democratic State Senator Lakeisha Collins is one of the measure's sponsors. She says it's important Illinois signed this on the same day Iowa outlawed abortions after a heartbeat forms.
Here in Illinois, you will get the services that you need. Unfortunately, you know, Iowa, they chose to take a different route to pretty much tell women that they are not valued. Illinois is not doing that. Like, we hear you, we see you, and we're here to help you as well.
Illinois' measure also requires coverage of in-home doula and midwife services. Most of the law takes effect in 2026, but midwife services will need to be covered starting next year. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, mostly cloudy, with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m., gradually becoming sunny with a high near 88. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 72. For Thursday, partly sunny, 60% chance of showers, high near 88. Slight chance of showers on Friday. The weekend looks hot and dry. On Think, when Jennifer and James Crumbly were found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in Michigan this spring, it was the first time parents were convicted for a role in a school shooting. What this means for future legal cases against minors. Today at noon on Think, here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.